It was a mix of new technology introduction and board action items dating back to 25 years at the Sunshine Coast Regional District's SCRD Committee of the Whole meeting on June 12. It was the public debut to new meeting software. That system links the computers of all meeting participants and produces an electronic speakers list for the meeting chair as those at the table register their request to speak. It also transmits an image incorporating input from several cameras. Not only are those at the meeting table display to those watching remotely, so are the images of remote attendees as well as presenters at the delegation and staff tables. Only minor issues popped up for the system users during that initial run and the regular board meeting which followed. Outdated directives eliminated. The committee reviewed 43 outstanding directives from board terms spanning 2006 forward. Chief Administrative Officer Tina Perot noted that some dated back to 1988, prior to SCRD video recording of meetings, making their background more difficult to document. The committee recommended 21 of the items be considered closed, complete, or superseded. The rest were deemed still active, including considerations for park on North Thormanby Island, renaming of Gambier Island's Halkett Bay, and a potential long-term lease for the Pender Harbor Golf Club. CAPU students request free transit. The committee received a Capilano Students Union delegation request for expansion of Sunshine Coast Transit's free youth travel S-Pass program to full and part-time students at Seashelt-based Calax I campus. No recommendation followed. The delegation estimated that action would reduce transit system revenues by between $36,000 and $72,000, depending on how many students participate, and would provide much-needed financial help to those working to improve their lives through post-secondary studies. They pointed out that many local post-secondary students also work at area businesses. Free public transportation would help encourage that, along with reducing environmental and traffic congestion impacts of individual students relying on a private motor vehicle to get to school, work and social activities. Maharveen Manchanda, the union's Vice President Finance and Services, summed up the delegation's request as a small investment that could make a big difference. More time to file feedback. A staff request for an additional 2 months to develop the SCRD's formal feedback to the Seashelt BC Land Use Planning Table was recommended by committee. With board endorsement, it will be August 29, rather than June 23, before that work is completed. In the meantime, a meeting agenda report stated staff will be communicating with the table and continuing participation in engagement opportunities on the Phase 2 Seashelt BC Land Use Plan. Is the Lower Crown Reservoir Project Award ready? At June 26's board meeting, a decision on a regional government application for a Union of BC Municipalities Community Excellence Award to celebrate collaboration with the Seashelt Nation on the Lower Crown Reservoir Project. At committee, views on the matter were spilt. 3 of 7 area directors voted against moving that recommendation to board, citing it was too early to take that action. Others said the collaboration achieved to date, which led to securing $117 million in federal disaster mitigation and adaptation funding for the project, made it worthy of applying for the award. A range of board approvals. The Phase 2 Chester Well Improvements Project contract with ZN Projects was okayed by the board, with an enhanced budget of $701,500. It approved release of its 2024 annual report. 4 temporary borrowing bylaws were passed. Up to $7.2 million can be accessed for water meter installations and no more than $3,456,200 for recreation facilities roof renewals. A maximum of $623,200 can be borrowed for a truck replacement for the Half Moon Bay Fire Department, and up to $1,499,500 was authorized for a pumper truck for the Gibson's West Howe Sound Department.